used bitzene, bichami. So if the Yisrael intends to use a bitzene, he never has to be maglet. So all he has to do is to be maglet. That's the shita of the Ri, who is masik and the Rashbam. But the Rashbam shita is just the reverse. And the Rashbam says that even though he says his teiru b'sheres b'yodei, if the Rashbam had agreed with the Ri, that where he's mishtamish b'tzeina and he doesn't even have to be maglet, then he wouldn't say his teiru b'sheres b'yodei. So obviously the Rashbam is chelek. He holds that even if his intention is to be mishtamish b'tzeina, so he's not allowed to be mishtamishet without making nagole. Why meicha teise is the according to Rashbam desdik zeras hakosuf called dobor hashayomi v'eish. So not as I said in explaining the Rambo here that the pshat flashayovi veish taviru veish vitoya means anything that was used by the midyonim in hat and is expected to be used in hat, then it's taviru veish vitoya. No, kol dovar hashayovi veish, anything that was used already in hat. So if it's used already in hat, even though he intends to use it in Seine now, so it's still Tavir Obeish. So why does the Posik employ the future tense? I don't know why the Torah employs the future tense. But this is the Pshat in the Posik according to the Rashbam. Kol Dovar Hashayovi Veish. Only that which was used in Hat, even though it is not expected to be used in Hat, even though it's expected to be used in Kol now. But as long as it was used by the Midyonim, in Hat, there is a mitzvah of Agol. There is a mitzvah of Agol. And that shouldn't sound strange, because he'll say, if Bishleim, if he wants to use it in Hat, so then Tam Kikya. But if he intends to use it in Tzeinen, so there is no Tam Kikya, well, then so is, what's about the Mandoma who says Tam Kikya the Rabbanon? So what does the Ramban and the Rosh say? So even though Tam Kikya is not Osam Deraise, but here there is a special mitzvah of being Magal Kelim. So mainly the special mitzvah could apply even to a case where he intends to use a bitzenet. So then there is no Isa of Tam Kikya, but mitzvah the mitzvah of being Magil, any Kele that was used Bechamim by the Rishusanov. Alright, so that's the reason as to why the Rashbam says it's Tevil Misheres Biyodei. So Mimele, when the Teres Chato says V'chein Kosav Atur Yeredeye Behedye, so he means the Sheet of the Rashbam, because the two mentions two Sheetes. One is just the reverse of the other. So he means the Sheet of the Rashbam. But according to the second Teres in Teres Chatos, that's the first Teres in the Teres Chatos. That's the first Teres in the Teres Chatos. I'm sorry, it's not the second. It's the first Teres in the Teres Chatos. According to the first Teres in the Teres Chatos, so yesh lechalei b'kliisa shemishtamshim b'chamin oso lishtamish b'heter tzeinen. Omnom im nishtamshu b'yisa tzeinen muta lishtamish b'heter tzeinen lechatchilei. So that's not like the shite of the Ramo here, or the second Loshin in the Akimesh. You see, there is a fundamental difference. According to the first Teretz, I'm sorry, I refer to it as the second Teretz in Teretz Chatos. It's really the first Teretz in Teretz Chatos. According to the first Teretz in Teretz Chatos, so if the Kele was Nishtamish Bechamim, so then you're not allowed to be Nishtamish Bechamim unless you make a Golem, because of a special Tzakos. And that Doche in cold water is not enough. But if it was Nishtamish Bechamim, then you don't have to make anything. You only have to make sure that it's clean. But if you see that it's clean, so it's all right. Masha'in came according to the second Loshin in the Dakimashi, on which this Akoyes Ramo is based. So then, if something was used, Bechamim, if the Bliyat took place, Al Dechamim Ba'esh, so then the halacha is that if he wants to use something b'tzeinen, so he has to make a doche, not a golem, but a doche. But if it wasn't used b'chamim, even though it was nivla, isa was nivla al dikobush, hari kombusho, so then midraise you don't have to make a doche. Midraise you don't have to make a doche. At all. Alright, now. So that is the answer to the to the Shach Sasoge against the Tiras Chatos. How can the Tiras Chatos say that the Tur in Simen Kufchof Alef collaborates this first Teretz when it says just the reverse? So who says just the reverse? The Ri, but the Rashbam, the Ri is from the Rashbam, not from the Ri. All right. Then he says, Uma Shekosa, V'lochein Hiter HaRashbo, V'mleach Boso, B'chulu Yayin Shel Nesech, Afilu L'chatrile, V'chein Motzi. So in other words, the Rashbo was Matir to be Mleach Boso in the Kli Shel Yayin Nesech, even though there was some Bliye. There was some Bliye, because B'tzeinim, but it was the Kli Shel Yayin Nesech, so wasn't Bileya anything to Chamin. So Mele, this Gzeres HaKosu of Kol Dovar Hashayobi Veish Taviru Veish Vitoi has no application. So that's why the Rashbo is Matia to be Mileach Boso Bichli Shel Yayin Nesech Afilu Chatchile, even though it has a Bliya of Yayin Nesech in it, because it wasn't used B'chamin. So he says, Umashi Kosov Lachin Yitir HaRashbo, Eni Yilei Kam, the Blavo Cheshapir Yitir HaRashbo, the Boso Chai Darki La'adiach, V'yim Mishum Shemolchei, Hai Milichei Elai B'vum. So in other words, so that is, has no application here, he says, there's no relevance there, because over there we are dealing with Boso Chai, and Boso Chai no person eats without making a doche. So even according to the Baloyitos din, if it is the kind of an eicher that the person is rinses before he eats it, so then he's certainly allowed, even according to Balayito. So maybe we don't have to resort to this teretz, because even from the point of view of the Balayito's din, it is muter to put the Boso Chai in that kele, because he is not going to eat that Boso Chai unless he will rinse it first. Now, we have to understand the way we explain the Balayito's din, according to the second lashon in the documentation, which is the same as the Agoyes Ramo here. So why? So what does Ramo say? That Dova Yovish Mamish, he can put in a kele that was Bilei al Ditzene, but not in a kele that was Bilei al Dechamim, even though the kele now is saying. Why not? So we explained it on the basis of this mitzvah deraisa of kol do, unless he makes a doche first. On the basis of this din, v'chol asher yobi bo'eish, ta'aviru b'moyim. So according to the Ramo, the pshat in the sefer of the posik is kol asher yobi bo'eish, something that was bo be'eish already, but it's not expected to be bo be'eish, to be used b'chamim, so then it doesn't require a gole, but it only requires a doche. But a doche it requires. So Memele, if the kele was Bilei Aiser Bechamim, so then you wouldn't be allowed to put in a Dova Yovish without making a doche at first. But if the kele was Bilei Al Dikobush, so that posik has no application. So the application. So Memele, you can put a Dova Yovish in it. You can put a Dova Yovish in it. Now, so we have to understand. Now, and this is the way. This is the second teretz in the Darkei Meishe, and the Agoyes Ramo is based upon the second teretz of the Darkei Meishe. But why does the Darkei Meishe give a second teretz? Because of the stira between the Orches Chaim and the Balayito. Now, how can we explain the Balayito on the basis of this mitzvah deraisa of kol dovo of v'chol asher yobi vo'eish ta'aviru b'moyim? Now the Balayito says that if it is something like Boso Chai, that the derech of every person is to rinse it before he eats it, so then he can put it in Tzeinen. Now if so bishleime, if it is based upon the Rabbonon, then we understand. If it is based upon the Rabbonon, then we understand. So the distinction between something that is eaten without rinsing it and something that is eaten with rinsing at first. But according to what I'm saying now, that this is based upon an eset raise, or b'chol asher yobi bo'eish ta'aviru b'moyim, anything that was used b'chamim and is not expected to be bo'eish in the future. In other words, it's expected to be nishtamish b'tzeinen. So it doesn't require a gole, but it requires hadoche b'mayim ta'aviru b'moyim. So that's the reason as why something that was nishtamish by the goyim b'chamim, So you cannot be mishtamishet even bitzenen unless you make a doche first. So even if the eichel happens to be like bosach chai, that know that universally it is reads before it is eaten, he still should be required to make a doche. If it had been based upon it rabbonon, then we could understand the distinction between something that is eaten without being rinsed first and something that is eaten being rinsed first. But if it is based upon the raise, so there is a special zerzakosu. V'chela shel yovei voeish ta'aviru b'moy. Ta'aviru b'moy. That means that anything that was used b'chamim and is not expected to be voeish in the future, it is expected to be mishtamish b'tzeinim, so it doesn't require agole, but it requires adoche b'mayim tzeinim. Ta'aviru b'moy. So even bosachai we shouldn't be allowed to put in such a kele. But the Balaito says in so many words, that Bosachai, we are allowed to put in a keile that we got from Goyim, even though it was mishtamish b'chamim by the Goyim. What difference does it make? So that's the reason as to why I mentioned the Yosomeyach's shot in the Rambam, in Perek Tes Milchas Macholos Asures, Halochetes. So now, the Yosemeach assumes that according to the Rambam, so Tam Kikar is the Raisa only in the Iskazai Belecheras Pras. If the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 6, but if the Taruves is in the ratio of 1 to 7, so then Tam Kikar is only Yosem Rabbanon. So then he has the Kasha according to the Rambam. Why do you a Midyon? There is certainly no ratio of 1 to 6 when you are Mivashir, let's say, Bosor Heter in a Kli Serbiyeime. So it's especially as a kosher. So he says, so the Eosomeya, so according to the Primigodi in Simen Tzadik Gimel, Siv Gimel, so the Shittes Rambam means it's only a mitzvah, but the Tafshil is not osir. But according to the Eosomeya, so he says, so it's just a mitzvah like Tfilas Kelim. But the Yosemeach says something similar to the Primigodim, as Pshat in the Rambam, but a little different. He says it is Elechatchile of a Mivatlin is Elechatchile. Not in the Shittes Rambam is like the Raivet, that in every case a Mivatlin is Elechatchile is a Nisal Raisi. Only in this case where I Mivatl the Bliyas Iseah, that is Niflat through Bishop. So this Bitl Iseah, this a Mivatlin Iseah, Elechatchile is Mivatlin. So Memele, we can say that according to the Balaito, the way the Ramor in the second Rosh in the Dark Meishi explains the Balaito, so according to the Balaito, this posik tells us V'chol Hashalu Yovi Goeish Ta'aviru B'moyim, that any Kele that was Nishtamish Bechani, but it's not expected to be bo'beish in the future. So then we must make adoche. And what is the purpose of adoche? So it's not just exeras hakosuf like poradume. You have to make adoche without any reasons. No. V'chol asher yom ve'ish ta'aviru b'moyim, you have to make adoche in order to remove any isabien that adheres to the keil. So in other words, because of a mivatl nisal chatchile, not that every mivatl nisal chatchile is the raise. This bitl chatchile of in the keli shalisa. But so you'll ask, what difference does it make whether it was nishtamish b'chamim or it was not nishtamish b'chamim? Even if it was nishtamim b'al digoyim b'tzinen, it still can have that grease of isa that adheres to the keli. The answer is the gzeras hakosuf applies only to a keli shalisa. So when is it a keli shalisa if it was nishtamish b'chamim? Then it has a bliya shalisa. But if it was nishtamish by the goyim b'tzeinen, it's not even a keli shalisa. If it was nishtamish b'tzeinen, so it's a keli shalheta that has some isa in it. So the gzeras hakosuf only applies to a keli shalisa. So the posik tells us in regard to keli shalisa of the midyonim, kol dovar asher yovi v'eish, anything that was used b'chamim and has a bliya sisa and is expected to be used b'chamim, so then there is a mitzvah of agol, ta'aviru v'eish v'toyeh. But any kli shalisa, that means if it was used b'chamin, for used b'tzeinen, it's not even kli shalisa. If it is a kli shalisa, but it's not yoveveish, it's not expected to be used b'chamin by the Israel, but only b'tzeinen. So then you only have to make a doche b'tzeinen to be mavir the ben, in order not to be mevatel lechatchila. So mimele, so the whole purpose of this mitzvah of taviro b'mayim is to avoid bitul isa lechatchila. So mimele, since the whole purpose of this mitzvah of hadoche b'mayim is to avoid bitul isa lechatchila, the same way as the Yosameach explained the Shitas Rambam, except that the Yosameach applies it to a bitul isa that is b'lua b'sichakele. And according to the Baloito, it applies to the bitlo iser that adheres to the kele. But it applies only to a kli shalisa. That means if it was nishtamish b'chamin, and now the Israel intends to be nishtamish b'tzeinen. So there is a mitzvah of adoche b'mayim in order to be mavir, to remove the ben, the grease that is ben, and not to be mivate lechatchile. So the male sees the whole purpose is to remove the grease and not to be mevatel. This kind of, and not to be mevatel et lechatchile. So the male, the Balito says, but if it is bosachai, if it is bosachai and he's going to rinse the bosor anyway before he's going to eat it, so then there is no necessity in being madiar the kele, because the whole purpose of being madiar the kele is to be madiach the bein that adheres. Not to be mevatel lechatchile, but he's going to be mavir that be'en anyway. So what difference does it make whether now or later? Alright. Now, umashe kosav lochin itera rajbo, and in the kam, the belavo cheshapir itera rajbo, the obosa chai darkel adiach, v'yim mishum shemolchei, hai milich alaf kumi, moshe kosav rajbo shon, mikamotami v'yibis yosef. ומה שכל סבכים מוצאינו בכלי חומץ, כדי זה בשעס, אין מוסכים עלי בדיקולה עונה. אלו דעס הורי, בפירי כל שור, דאפילו איניב לילה על די ביסאיר, וחריסס. So, what does he say? He says, וכי מוצאינו בכלי חומץ, שמותר להשתמש במצא, שמותר להשתמש במצא, ומהיר בחי גבלה. So, he says, וכי מוצאינו בכלי חומץ, שמותר להשתמש במצה. So, אין מוסכים עלי בדיקול העונה, אלא דעס הריב בפרי כל שור, דאפילו לא ניבלה, אלא על ידי ביסאיר וחריסס, אוסו להשתמש במצה צין. והוא דעס הרמב״ם והרמב״ן הוא שור פוסקים, וכמבוא אבס יוסף ברחיים, ורשבו בחידושו, הבראי מדברים ברמב״ן אלו, ולביא בסיוס וסימס אחתס, אוכן דעס הראש פרי כל שור, שביסאיר וחריסס, שביסאיר וחריסס מותר להשתמש בו, מצב יצאינן, ומשמע דרידייתום, דאוהדין, דאוהדין, so in other words, you see, וכי מוצינו בכלי חומץ, וכי מוצינו בכלי חומץ, that if it's נסתם שובי, איסה ויצאינן, so, שמותר להשתמש במצב. So he says, we find it only according to one gears of Rishenim. But according to the other girls of the Sheni, so if a certain kele was nishtamish be seir and chareises b'tzeinen, so it's also nishtamish be b'tzeinen. So, but only according to certain Sheni. U mashmad le daitom do adin im nivla chometz b'chamim di mutal nishtamish be matze b'tzeinen di mali nivla al b'tzeinen ul al d'chamim vi adarabe horosh shom hevi machlekes aposki. So he says, over there, even according to these Rishenim, who have the girl say that that any kele that was mishtamish bebitzeinen, so the course of the year, so you can be mishtamish bimatze bitzeinen, so they say that even nivla chometz b'chamin, so mutav mishtamish bimatze bitzeinen. So you can't mention it as a riot to this day. The mali nivla bitzeinen al dechamin v'yadarabe. The other Rabbi Horosho may be machlekes aposkim. The Yisevrim the Biseo v'chareises. Afilu agolu l'mane. Afilu gav the lishor kilim shnishtam shu b'chamim. Pshidu kol alu mana agole. V'afilu gav the shas misach zam lizore. Michal ikze tashmishi b'chamim. V'ze tashmishi b'tzeinen hayu lishtamish b'heta b'chamim. oi kopish khayitze bey av un shtam ich behet zeinen pshite de khir vi khay mi buya beran vi feri kol sho da fim un shtam ich ben khomets be khamin mutal un shtam ich ben matze mit zeinen vi khayn mashma behet ye besefer atrum in other words he is masik on the first terrace of the teres khatos on the first terrace of the teres khatos the first terrace of the teres khatos is that if a kele was nishtam ich be khamin so then be isa so then Israel is not allowed to be mishtamishet heter even bitzin. And dim mal dia doch. Then he has to make a god. That's the first Eretz of the Teres Chatos. But if it was mishtamish bitzinen, so then if the goy was mishtamishet bitzinen, then Israel is allowed to be mishtamish bitzinen without him making a doch. That's what the Teres Chatos says in the first Eretz. So he is massacred. And he says, and there is no raya from the Gemara in Psochim, because in that Gemara, so not only Chomet Shenishtamish B'Tzeinen, so is Mutal Nishtamish Matzah B'Tzeinen, but even Chomet Shenishtamish B'Chamin is Mutal Nishtamish Matzah B'Tzeinen, because it's not relevant. The fact that it was Bileya Chomet B'Chamin is not relevant, in as much as right now, it couldn't be Niflat, that Bileya of Chomet. Right now, he's Mishtamish B'Tzeinen. All right. וכן מבוי הברם פרק הולשו, דאפילו נשתמש בהם חומץ בחמין, מותר להשתמש בהם מצו בציינן. דאפילו נשתמש בהם חומץ בחמין, מותר להשתמש בהם מצו בציינן. וכן משמע בהדיה, בספר התרומו, ובשר עדוי. ובשמה גלבן קופממלף, שהביאו ראי לכלי שנספה שבועם. בוסו בכל אוף, שמותר להשתמש בציינן, מחומץ של יין נסך, שמותר להשתמש בהם. ואוכל משמע להדיה מדבר רשבו בחידוש אפשום. דאפילו נשתמש בכלי דובריסה בחמין. מותר לאכול ביחקים ציינן לך, בלא ידוח הכלל, לא יעקלי ולא יעמח, אלו שמקנה יחקלי. וכי משמע בידי סימן סמכתס. Now it's all true that these רשיינים say, that these רשיינים, the רשבו, and the other רשיינים, and the smag, they do say that even if a kele was nishtamish by the goyim bechamim, so a Yisrael is allowed to be nishtamishet, to nishtamishet bitzeinim. Because the fact that it has a Bria Sisa is immaterial. Right now it's Mishtamish B'Tzeinen, so it will not be Nibla. And it will not be Nibla in the Domar Heter. That's the Shita of these Rishenim, the Smag of the Rashbo. But that does not mean that the Balito could be Chelek. I mean, all that the Teres Chatos said in the first Loshin was that according to the Balito, there is a distinction between according to Balito, according to the Tur. So, because the stira was in the Torah, you see, there is a distinction between a kele that was nishtamish bechamin, so then a Yisrael was not allowed to be even to be nishtamish b'tzeinen, and the kele that was nishtamish b'tzeinen, so then a Yisrael is allowed to be nishtamish b'tzeinen without making a gole and without him making a doche. All he has to make sure is that it's clean. But in Echaname, other Rishenim don't agree with that. All right. So far, v'chei mashm v'yodei simin samachtes, emes, שמדברי הטור, שום משמע להדיה, דימול הרבוסו, ביקורו שאינם נקבס, so it was בלי אדם, דימות על האכל בו החקן ציינן, ואין צורך להדיח, לא יעקורב, לא יעמחל, אבל היי שאימרים שאידה הטור שום, שאיסקים, אמו הם הם הרשבו וסייאיתי שאין וסיוסף שום, דספיר לי, בהדיה דאפילו נשתמש ביקורו איסה ותיח הדינקה, in other words, so he says, אמא שמדברי הטור שום משמע להדיה, די מולר בוסו ביקורו שאין נקבס, די מותר לאכל בו החקנציינת, ואין צורך להדיח לו יעקורב לו המאכל. So only if the בליה took place, if the בליה took place, על די מלוח. But if the בליה took place, על די רצייח ממש, then it's also. אבל היי שאין לין, שהיבי עטור שום, שהיסקי ממהם, היי מרש בו וסייאלתי, שהיבי בסיוסף שום, דספיר לבדד אפילו נשתמש ביקורו, איסר רצייח. הדינקי, ואם כן הדרי כושר ידוכתה, שהרי הרש בו פוסק בתרס הבייס אורך והקוצו כבעלי איתור, הוא מביא אופיס יוסף. וגם, מה שחילק בדרכי מיישה, בין הטר לך ליובי, יש לו יוצא דחי וסביר הדבורים, שהרי הרש בו שום מטר להדיה, לך לו ביצין הלך, ואית שהרי הראש והטור הרחיים, לא יוסרו לו לשבי מצו, אלא משום מי אל החמיץ, משמע הוילה בוכה, הוימות על להשתמש עבור צין הלך. So in other words, the Shach rejects the first teretz in the Teres Chatos, and also the second teretz in the Darkimation. Now the first teretz in the Teres Chatos distinguishes between Dovo Sheni Shtamish al the Akum Bechamin. So then it's also Nishtamish B'Tzeinen unless you make a goy. And so that he rejects. And then the second teretz in the Darkei Meishe, so this says that if it was Nishtamish al the Akum Bechamin, so then it's also Nishtamish B'Tzeinen without a doche. But with a doche, yes. So that he also rejects. So then we are confronted with the stire in the tour. We confronted in the stire in the tour between the din mentioned by the Oches Chaim and the din mentioned by the Balito. So how does he answer that stire? Our name is nearly the Mashi Kosov Oches Chaim. Kevim shel lichovim shehut chiyofe. Hayne di adinon shehut chiyofe. Ken sheidichon Yisrael. Ve'achsho. Ve'in rotzaleima. Vein rotzalim al vidavke adoche bino. Doch es chayim kin kosa bishim oro. Ve oro svira li bisifa bedek abayis. Sha kinuach yofehu. Bichol mokim ka adoche. U balito maire beloi kinuach. Di vada im kinuach akli binyen shein bey. Sha mnun is klal in svore klal. La atzrich adoche. To inog abiyiser. U ma shebole bayin im afri bitzene. So he reconciles the two divi. Very simply, he says, when does the balito say, the dovor shein darki v'adoche, so then it's osea to put to be mishtamish in that kele b'tzeinen unless you are madiach at first. So that is only if he wasn't mikaneach et yofi. And when does the Oches Chaim say that you are allowed to put tavlin in it without being madiach the kele? That is if it's mikunach yofi. And of course, the Oches Chaim is referenced to the case where it's mikunach yofe, because the Oches Chaim says kelim shel lichovim shehut choyof, shehut choyof. So this is, so according to the Shach, there is no mitzvah deraisis. According to the Shach, there is no mitzvah deraisa of being madiach a kele that was bilei aiser in the rishus of the goyim al dechamim. Or there is no mitzvah of being madiach for the purpose of removing the ben, not to be mevatel chatchila. There is no mitzvah deraisa, and all these aloches that you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinen in a kli where the goyim was mishtamish b'iser. So that's only the rabbonos because of echshash. Maybe if you are mishtamish heta b'tzeinen, so some breeze will be transferred. So mainly it's only Shaila with the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon is based upon the possibility that some grease might be transferred. So mainly it doesn't make any difference what he does, whether he rinses the kele or he dries it, he wipes it, as long as he wipes it well and he knows there is no grease that can be transferred. So the Oches Chaim is referenced to a case where it was Mikunach Yofe, and he says Mudach Yofe. And whereas the Balito has referenced the case where it was not Mikunach Yofet. So even if it's not Mikunach Yofet, to put Bosachai in it, you're allowed, because he's going to rinse the Bosachai anyway before he eats it. So there is no Choshe, lest he'll be eating the Dvar Isa, the grease of Isa, that will be transferred to the Chtichat Bosach. But where it's not Darkei V'Adoche, then Midrabonon is not allowed to put that Eichel in Ecclesial Isa, even though he's mishtamish b'tzeinen, because of the choshe, maybe he'll forget to rinse it before he eats it. So there is no derises. Then the Shach in Nikudas HaKesev gives another teretz, whereby we can reconcile the apparent stira between the Oches Chaim's din and the Balito's din. So he says here in Nikudas HaKesev, "V'limire the Balito mayre b'chli ben yeme v'chayshinon sheyishtamish b'bechamin v'gazrinon le'yiseh." ואוכס חי מיירה בכלי אילי בן ימי, דאפילו בריצי אחמותה בדאבת, ולא יגוס. Now that he didn't say when he wrote the Sipsikian, that he wrote in the Nikudas HaKesef. In other words, now he gives another teretz. In other words, we can reconcile the din mentioned in Oches Chaim and the din mentioned in the Balito. That in Ochaname, that the Balito, that the Balito has reference. So he says like this, V'chayshinon sheyishtamish b'bechamin v'gazrinon le'eseir v'yoches chayi mayre b'chli eini b'yeimei. So the Balito has reference to what kind of a kele? He has reference to a kli b'yeimei. Now, what is the Balita say? Kol mida diboya adoche ki in bosa tzene bikove shalisa tzene osea lechatchile dil me ochil belo yadoche vidavke bosa mivushul dilavuche ba'adoche avol mida diuche ba'adoche ki in bosa chay v'chayetze b'ishor lechatchile. So that way, so how so you say the Balito has reference, the Balito has reference to a kele that is in Yemen, and the Oches Chaim has reference to a kele that is not in Yemen. So Mimele the Oches Chaim says that if it is clean, it's mudach yofe, you're allowed to put tavlin in it, and you are not geizea. If we allow him to use a bitzein in the tavlin, maybe he'll use the tavlin b'chamin because it's not in Yemen. So even if we'll use it b'chamin, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Mashenki in the Balito, he has reference to a kele b'yeme. So even if the kele is clean, even if the kele is mikunach yofe, even if the kele is mikunach yofe, so still he has to be madiachet. But if he's not madiachet, he's not allowed to be mishtamesh b'tzeinen. Why not? Because if we allow him to be mishtamesh b'tzeinen, so he might be tempted and use it b'chami. Now, so the question arises, Monefshach, if the whole reason is to why he's not allowed to use a bitzene without a doche, is because of Ixere, that by allowing him to use a bitzene, he might use a becham too. So even a doche shouldn't be enough. Because what can a doche do? A doche can rinse out the bear, but a doche cannot extract the belua. Now, if we are gazer, that by allowing him to use it b'tzeinen, he might be tempted to use it b'chamin too. So even if he makes it thousands of adoches, so what? He'll use it b'chamin, so then, and it was used b'chamin by the goy. So mimele, that will be nifla, and it's a b'yeme. So that will be nifla, and it will be nifla in the eichel. So of what avail is the adoche? Of what avail is the adoche? So, that is difficult according to the Nekudas HaKesef's teretz, you see. And so unless we'll say that the Pshat, according to Nekudas HaKesef, so the Pshat in the Balito is Enoch Name, that he has to make a gola too, but the Balito doesn't say it. He says So it's mashma that if he makes a doche, so then it's all right. No, it should be osa. Even with a doche, it should be osa. To be Shlomo saying yes. All right, maybe. Okay. I agree with you. It's a Malabati Shatari. So. All right. Now, Avu Bemes Nili, the Mashikos of the Haschaim, Ken Shalichovim Shutriofe, Hani Yadinon Shutriofe, Ken Shidichom Yisrael Achshon. Vei Rotzoleim Abidav Kadoche Binon. Do Haschaim Ken Kosov Shimoro, Vero Sviro Visiva Berekabai, Shakinuach Yofu, Behol Mokim Kadoche. Ubaloito Maire Beloikenuach, Divadai, in Kineach Hakli, Bein Yeshem Bishamunis Klau, in Svore Klau, Latzriche Adoche. The Mashma Filzenilach, the Hinkos of Bisyosef Shom, Umashma Fudova Shane Darkel Adiach, dum yede peris el de hosa mayre she mikan kho hete bitkhil u ma she kosa vateis ve mo tray peris le treifes di dober lach hosa mi stamis ben ef she ad mayre beloyke nu ach oh so in other words in ame vu i ke ad sfir le di khere shane di gam raj go meide bi khli kheres u khme vu ya sham va tu am khaber az le tamaye di sfir de khaim sham da fu kheres mit ali stamis ben tsene kein nirali la hash vi sapos kim yach u ma שכוס אבר החיים שנמצא דו בקושי יובש ביובש, היינו להפו כתבלין ושעות דבורים החריפים לך. ואין לי כמה נשימים כפחופה לסיכות נטס, אבל אין לך נאמה שנמצא דו בקושי, אפילו לך. מי הוא כל זה בדרך הרוי, אבל אם בואי להשתמש בהן דרך כבר, אף נמצאין אין עושה, גזירה שמו ישתמש בהן חנו. Now, so in final analysis, the sheet of the shach is as follows. The shach holds that there are no derises in being madiach. That hadoches, that all the hadoches that the Gemara in Navrizore mentions are only the rabbonons because of the possibility that without hadoches, so some grease from the kele will be transferred to the eichel. So I have to be madia the kele to make it clean, so that no grease will be left, so there'll be nothing left in the kele to be transferred to the eichel when the eichel is placed in that kele. So it's only a question of the rabbonos. So Mimele, and according to the Shach here, so you only have to be madiach it if you have no other way of cleaning out the kele. But if you have a piece of cloth and it's possible to wipe it well, make it completely dry, so that no grease should rub off from the kele onto the eichel, so then you don't have to be madiach. But if you don't have a rag with which you can wipe off all the grease and to prevent any rubbing off of grease, then you have to be madiach. So he says that when is it muter to be mikaneyad kele and be mishtamesh bitzeinen only derech har. Mashein kein, if he's going to use it derech kva, so then it is osea, and then it is osea even al di adoche, because the gzeire is avol im bol yishtamesh ben derech kva af yitzeinen osea gzeire shemo yishtamesh ben chamin. So memele, so it's mashma. All right, we have a kasha against the Nikudas HaKesef. So that's a kasha. That doesn't mean that we have to read it into the Shachdu. See, after all, that Baloitu does say that Hadoch is required. And if he makes Hadoch, then he can be Mishtami B'tzeinen. So we have that kasha. But the Shach doesn't say that if he makes Hadoch, then it's muta to be Mishtami B'tzeinen in Derech Kriyas. So the pashtes of the Shach is that in order to be Mishtami Derech Are, in the Kele that was Bileyach Hamim, so he can. So in order to be Mishtamish, Biderech Are B'tzeinen, he's allowed. All he has to do in order to be allowed to be Mishtamish B'are B'tzeinen is to be Mikaneyach, he doesn't have to rinse it. Mashenkin, if he wants to be Mishtamish Derech Kriyus, so then Kinuach is not enough. So then Hadoch is not enough either. Because then it's also, he says, because if we allow him to be mishtameshet b'kriyus, in the course of time, he might be mishtameshet b'chamim too. So maybe even if he makes a doche, if he'll be mishtameshet b'chamim, and it was used by the goyim b'chamim, so then it'll be nivra. And even if it's after he be yimei, but v'chatchila it's also to be mivashim b'chamim, if in a cliche in yimei. So in other words, so when the Shach says, אבל אם בו להשתמש בהם דרך כבר, אפילו ציין אין עוצר, גזירו שמי להשתמש בהם חמים, so it means עוצר, even על די הדוח אין עוצר. But he has to make a golem. Because he is dealing with the כאלה שנשתמש בו, עקום בחיים. Alright. שאם ייגע בי עוצר אוכל עם גבינו, בלי הדוח, וחשיל on דיל מי ישתה לב אוכל בלי הדוח. וכבור נסבאיה בספקות נעלה ודווקא כך מלאך. הק לא עושה, אם אין סמך. ודווקא שנופל יש אבוסו לשיח שמונה בידירו, אבל לא יהיה אבוסו לשיח צלי חוץ לידירו, לדעס עטור, ולדידום בכל עניין עושה עד סמך. Why? Because we consider everything as a דבר שם. So it's מפפיה בכל. משמטתוי גובה כלימה שהתחתי שהוא ניסח מחמם האלה מן הצנן כמי פבוסו משום דחם דעתך נוצנן ומקר האלה אלא עד מי כלי so the first split second bola pote we kach tsol khlipe vay misim kofe oy bin ta toy gova kam zbo yashom ta fil no fala kholof mi seya khol bosa tsina ve yom shol nifsa ka kluach sage bi klipe ve khayna fil nifsa ka kluach boye klip now at that time when we learned simen kofe so we saw a big khidesh in the nikule sa kesef that's a very important khidesh that he has to do with bosa kholof has more to do with bosa kholof than with tarubes in other words that the according to the shach in the kudus hakesef so if it's nifsa kakiluach then it tassers in shor yisurim but by bosa b'cholov if nifsa kakiluach so it's muta why? Because by bosa b'cholov it's only also the rabishim so the answer is if it's nifsa kakiluach so then it gives only tam kolish so by shor yisurim it only asks the klipe only the rabbonon so by shor yisurim by shor yisurim and I'm sorry So, Mimele, by Shor Yisurim, so it could be also Midraise. So, Mimele, even by Nipsak HaKeluach, it's also Oser. Mashenki, by Bosa Becholov, where it's only Oser, there are Bishol. So, it's only Oser, there are Bishol. And if it's Loi Nipsak HaKeluach, so then here is Mevashel Kineklip. Mashenkein, if it's Nipsak HaKeluach, so then it's Mavliak the Klippe, but Bishlo it isn't. Bishlo it isn't. So this we discussed in Tarubes, that's the difference between Yerusha Loi Nifsek HaKeluach and Yerusha Nifsek HaKeluach. So even though the Shach says in Simen Kufei that even Nifsek HaKeluach, so it's still Mavliak the Klippe, but there is a difference. In the case of Shaloi Nifsek HaKeluach, then it's not only a matter of Bliya, there is Bishl. So Mimele it has application to Bosa Becholov too. Mashein kin loy nifsak hakeluach. So then bishul there isn't. Even kidei klipa there is no bishul. There is only blie. Kidei klipa. And even that blie is not itam gomor. It's only itam kolosh. But by shor yisurim where there is no din of the bishul. So even though there is no bishul, so it's the losa. Mashein kin by Bosa Becholov. So the shach shite. In Kudus HaKesef, in Simen Kufei is that by Nifsek HaKeluach, it's not also by Bosa Becholov, because there are Bishl also there. True, the Chachomim assert even Shaloi there are Bishl, so the Chachomim assert Shaloi there are Bishl when it's a Tam Gomo, that's a Kovush, and Muluach, where it gives a Tam Gomo. So then, the Chachomim assert Midrabonon, even by Bosa Becholov, Mashein kin by Nifsek HaKeluach, so he doesn't even give a Tam Gomor, and it's not Bishol at all. So even the Rabbanon, it's not Osa. This is the Chiddush of the Shach in the Likudei HaKesef Simen Kufei. Now here he says, Gam Nizbo Yoshom Dafilu Nofel Acholov Nisayach Al Bosa Tzina Al Deiru Shalui Nifsek HaKeluach Sage Beklipe Vichein Afilu Nifsek HaKeluach Boye Klipe. So it would be Mashma. But the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef, from there it's mashma that only by Shor Yisurim, so Nifsek HaKeluach is Boye Klipe, but by Bosa Becholov itself not. Uvimokim Shabosa Tzorich Klipe in Loikolfu Bishlu Kach Muta B'dem Tzorich Yil Ta'ateis Esper Yil Anoshe Dibar Masr Lim Yeish Vago Es Oshre Vamordechai Vagude Kosvu Shom Kosvu דירח שנימר בגדנושה ונזבשל צורך החכן שישים נגד הקליפה של עשרות קילו במליח וכן כוסף הודו, הוגו, סימן אלף אלף קופה ינחס בשי מעריר עליו שנזבשל בלכתיחס פרידין תצורך שישים גם נגד הקליפה של עשרות קילו במליח ומביא בסיוסף סימן חוב בייס So all these theories so we can answer in other words because the מחבר and the רמו only passed to that klipe is muta de'evet only in the klipe of tatoy govar because there it's tatoy govar so after the first moment it will be cold but so the blia that takes place in the klipe is only the first moment so even the first moment it gives a tam kolosh so in the even the klipe it gives a tam kolosh so mimele so midrais it's tatosa on midrabolon so de'evet it's muta mashenkin the klipe of moliach Harei Kriseyach, there it's with the Reinseh, so even there it's also. All right. But he mentions all these theories. וכן הבאח שם, וכן כזה הבאח בפשיטס, סימיות סיפי, גבי שוחר בסקן שלו, יתחובים כאילו בן השמוש, בן השחיתה, דאפילו דאבד עושר הטף שלו, כדין כל בוסר שנזבש לו לגליפה, עד כאן לשני, ונראה, סורי תסתירה, ונראה דולוי קשי, דולוי כושר הרע, דממוקים שצורך קליפה, ובשלי ובלוי קליפה דימות אבי דאבד, אלו דומיה דולוי קומר הרב, ונראה דולוי קומר הרב, לא דולוי כושר הרע, דולי קומר הרב דממוקים שצורך קליפה, ובשלו בלי קליפה דמות אבדבד, אלו דום ידוח, דיכול ובמות המתיים דיכוסיו, דיכוסווה תיסס וראש ושור הפוסקים לשייר בקליפה. דיין לשיר דבר על נבלעו, והקליפה ניסעו וחי גב נזבא של הבוסו, בלי קליפה ונבלע בין דמקיר. מכירי אבו לפורש לקליפה מבויה, כמו שכוסה בסמיניים בייז, אבו כשנזבשר, ועדיין מכירי, בין ישעיה בקליפה צורך סמך, וחימש מקצז ביסווהתה כלל חופטס, למדה בלי שמיים שום, ואשתניחה, הודי כוס ברב, והגויז בסמין סליחה, סיב דלת, דקלי שלסה בנביחה, דקליפה צורך הכין סמך, ולפי זה אין להוקל במוקין עם הכירי בשייך קליפה, ואי דובל אבוכם מרי ומרשאו פרק על בוסו פוסקו קריבו, תאפילו בכל אוף צורך סמך נגד הקליפה, וגם תירס חטוס, מחמר אפילו בכל אוף מוקים שנהפסי כל כך. אולי צור דשח, answers the cashes, the oldest tires in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber and Ramo, by saying that the Mechaber and Ramo are mati, klipe b'di'eved, only when the klipe is not nikah. Ma she'inkin, when the klipe is nikah, then the Mechaber and Ramo are not mater ad'eved. That's the Shach's teretz. I think I discussed it in Basav Cholov, and I discussed it in Lichatu. But the Shach Shite apparently, is that this kide klipe, that there is no distinction between the klipe of Tatoy Govar and the klipe of Moliach Harei Kreseach, the klipe of Dova Yovish, Geloi Reitev, so it's only Asas Kedei Klipe. So he does not distinguish. All klipes have the same status. But the Mechaber and the Ramo, they say that only where the klipe is not Nika Ben Kemi. For example, here, a piece of boso, hot boso, fell into a kettle of cold milk. Can you pinpoint the layer of the milk that has the tamboso? Impossible. Just saying it's on the uppermost layer, that's not identifying it. It's still not nika. What do you call the upper layer? Do you call, how will you measure it? So it's not nika ben kemei. Or in the case where the boso was not peeled off, and it was nisbashe. So the Ramo says, "Umokim shabosa tzorach klipe in loykolfu bishlei kach muta b'devet." So it's not nikah. So then we have a klipe that is vitaruves. So what kind of vitaruves is it? What kind? So mimele, or let's say in the case of cholo, where a hot piece of boso falls into a kettle of cold milk. So at the first split second, so what happens? So the upper layer of the milk absorbs certain minute particles, invisible minute particles of boso, and then that upper layer of milk is commingled, is redistributed with the rest of the milk. So what kind? So mimele, so there we have a taruves. So at first, and let's assume that ultimately the upper layer of the milk is completely evenly distributed with the rest of the milk. Let's say, I don't know whether it is completely evenly distributed with the rest of the milk, but that only happened much later. But the first moment, there is no even distribution. So what kind of itarubes do we have the first moment? When a piece of hot meat falls into a kettle of cold milk. The first moment, what happens? Before it manages to be evenly distributed. So even if we say yesh bilen, but it takes some time, it doesn't happen in an instant, in a split second, it takes some time for the upper layer of the milk to become redistributed with the rest of the milk. So at the outset, it's not evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk. So what kind of taruves do you have in the first moment? Taruves of yovish biyovish. When the hot piece of meat falls into a kettle of cold milk, the first moment, maybe 10 minutes later, so you can say yesh bile, so that upper layer of milk that absorbed minute particles after, let's say, 10 or 15 minutes is completely evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, maybe. But the first moment, before it manages, before this upper layer of milk manages to become evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, what kind of itarubes is it? You still, at the first moment, at the very outset, you can pinpoint and say, well, this milk has particles of meat in it, and the other milk not. So it's not nikah. Anyway, the Shach applies the Ramo, the Mechaber and Ramo, to the case where it's not nikah, where the klipa is not nikah. So if the klipa is not nikah, so at the first moment, what kind of itarubes is it? Tarubes yovish biyovish. So it should be bottle berov, even without shishi. It should be bottle berov. It should be bottle berov. So the reason as to why. So now the mechaber deals with two cases. One is the milk, so the hachol of mutakule. And then the other is the bosol itself. Umokim sha bosol tzorech klipe im loy kolfu ubishlo kach mutabliyev. So as far as the case as the case of the cholov is concerned, so there it's yovish biyovish. So the first moment it's itarubes of yovish biyovish, and it's bottle berov, and it's bottle berov. So the upper layer, there is one layer of milk that's the klipe of the milk, that has a blear of bosol, and that is miurev with the rest of the milk. It's a tarubes of yovish biyovish, and it's mimine, so it becomes bottle berov. It becomes bottle berov. And then as far as the other din, umokim sha bosol tzorech klipe, im loy kolfu, ubishle, kach is muta bideevet, is kach muta bideevet, so they are two. So when milk, so the bosor fell into the milk. So the surface of the bosor fell, it was beleya cholov, and the Shach applies it to the case. So he says, "Mitayme eludum yedohoche the cholov muter. Mitayme the kosvat eis v'rosh ha'poskim. L'shayar beklipe. Daimi shudover anivlal v'klipe nisarve. V'chaydavne nisbashel ha'boso beloy klipe. V'nivlal b'inyan dene makirei." So in other words, he applies this ramo to the case where we don't know where is the klipe. Einu chaname, if we know where the klipe is, and after the bishul, we still can point out and say, this is where the klipe became oser, so then it's oser. Then we require shishi. But the Ramo has reference to the case where it's not nikah, which klipe became oser. It's not nikah, it fell. We don't know whether it fell on this surface, it fell on that surface, on that surface, on that surface. We don't know. So mimele, one klipe is oser. So before the taruves of lar blach, so the time you put it in the gdeira, you put this deras bos, this chtichas bosom, that a klipe of which became osa. So at the time you put it in the gdeira, so you already had it aruves of yovish biyovish. One klipe has a blie of cholov, and the other, the rest of the bosom, does not have a blie of cholov. But you don't know it's Yosh B'Yovesh. It's Emet Mekeme, but you don't know where it is. This is how the Shach applies it. So Mele, it became Muter on the basis of Bitul Berov of Yosh B'Yovesh. Of Bitul Berov, Yosh B'Yovesh. Now you'll say, now we learned. So now, according to the most poskim, so the reason as to why Yovesh B'Yovesh, so Min B'Mine is Bottle B'Rov, Il Midrabonon, and Min Shaloi B'Mine requires Shishim, is because by Min Shaloi B'Mine there is Exera, maybe it'll be Mevashlet, and if it'll be Mevashlet, so then it'll give it time if there is no Shishim. So Mele, according to that pshat, so here we should require Shishim, not here we should require. Here we should require shishim, because it's even though it's min b'minei, one klipe of bosor that has a tam of cholov in it is miurev yovish v'yovish with the rest of the bosor. So it's min b'minei, but the only reason as to why yovish v'yovish min b'minei is bottom b'rov is because by min b'minei there is no choshe, maybe it'll give it tam. Masha'inkin, in a case where it will give it time if there is no shishim, so then we should require even by yovish b'yovish shishim. So you should require even by yovish b'yovish shishim. So the answer is, this is the pshat in the shach. So that means that we should only require shishim midrabonon. We should only require shishim midrabonon, in as much as there is a shita sarishim. As there is a shita sarishim, that's the shita of the ri. That where the blie is only kideklipe, so then it's muta de eved. That's the shita of the ri. So it's not that the mechaber and the ramor they pasken completely like the ri. The mechaber and the ramor pasken in a case where it's nisarik, where the klipe is not nikah. So then midirai say there is bit loved on that klipe because of it arrives of yovish b'yovish. But midirabonon we require shishin. In such a case, it's like Min Shaloi B'Minei. Even the Yovish B'Yovish is here like Min Shaloi B'Minei. Because the klipe that became Moseh because of Itam Cholov. So it's like Min, so it's like Etaruves Min Shaloi B'Minei. And Min Etaruves of Min Shaloi B'Minei Yovish B'Yovish requires Midrabonon Shishim. But that Shishim is only Midrabonon Midraise. Yovish B'Yovish certainly becomes Bottle B'Rov. So Memele sins according to the Ri. So klipe is not even Mosa B'Devet. So it's not that the Mechaber and Ramo. It's not that the Mechaber and Ramo. They pass completely like the Ri, no. In a case where the klipe was not Nisarev, where the klipe was Iker, so then there was no Taruvus of Yovish B'Yovish at the very outset. So then we don't pass like the Ri. But in a case where the klipe was Nisarev, it's not Iker. So then Taruvus, even though there is no Shishim, so there is no Taruvus Midrabonon. There is no bitul midrabonon on the taruves of Yovish B'Yovish, but midrai said there is bitul berov of Yovish B'Yovish, but only in regard to the drabonon, that midrabonon Yovish B'Yovish, where it can give a tam when it's nisbashel, so then it requires shishim. So insofar as that is a drabonon is concerned, that Yovish B'Yovish by min shaloi b'minei does not become but the rov, but require shishim. So in regard to that rabbonon, so we rely on the shita of the ri. This is what the shach says. So he says, "V'nira d'likomar arab d'bimokim shetzorach klipe u'bishlu b'liklipe d'muta b'devet el dum yehocha d'cholov muta mitaim l'kos v'ateisiz v'arosh ishor aposkim v'nishaya b'klipe d'ayim ishul dobar al nivla v'aklipe nisarvo v'chaydavne nisbash l'abosav l'liklipe v'nivla u'binyan d'imakire d'lo ishayach b'klipe muta b'devet. The case you place here is the kasha. What difference does it make whether it's maka de klipe or it's not maka de klipe? The answer is, if it's not maka de klipe, so then we at the very outset we have a bitul berov of yovish b'yovish. So true, in such a case we should require shishim even yovish b'yovish, because that's the reason as to why there is a difference between Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei, so it's bottle even Midrabonon B'Rov, and Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei, so Midrabonon it requires Shishim, because if it will be Mevashlet, if there is no Shishim, so that Yovish B'Yovish will become it Aruves of Lar B'Lach, but that's only Midrabonon. So since Midraise Bitul B'Rov of Yovish B'Yovish was Chal, So only mit Rabbonon bittel of Yavish B'Yavish was not chal. So in regard to that Rabbonon, so we will, and there is a shita of the Ri, that the clip is not in Mosa the Evet. So vis-a-vis that Rabbonon, that Yavish B'Yavish, min b'mine, min shaloi b'mine, requires shishim. So in respect to that Rabbonon, we rely on the shita of the Ri. This is what he says. וחי גבן יש באשלה פוסל בקליפ מיוין מקיר אני שאר בקליפ מותם דבת ואש לי חוד די קוסף סטם מותם דבת די מקיר אבל פוז די קליפ מוי בוי מוש קוספת בסימא אין וייס אבל כי זמיס באשלה ודאי מקיר בין אני שאר בקליפ צול סמח וחי מאש מקצז ביס בהת פול חופטס לנדאבל שם ואש לי חי חוד די קוסף רב באגוי די קליש נסה במיח די קליפ צול חכים סמח ופיזה אין להוקיו במוקי ממקיר וישאר קליפ ואויד דובל אבוכה מריא ומאשל פרק על בוסו פוסקו קריבו ואפילו בחולוב צורך סמך נגד הקליפי גם תרס חטוס מחמיר אפילו בחולוב במוקים שאין הפסד כל כך אין שם as a matter of fact it was discussed that in the end of Taruves when something gave a time in a mine in that mine he was in Nisari Vyovish Biyovish where they require shishi. So that was discussed in connection with in Simen Samachtes in the Sif Kotten in the Shach Nun Zayed. So he says, "Boso shesho shleish yomim b'lo milichet v'nisal bo yisachticha b'chtichas achires p'teila b'rov u'muta l'vashel kulo v'afil ho yisoruya l'ischavit." So, tzorach hiyun do kaimelon l'kamen simen koftes d'imim b'she'in emin ei tzorach shishin mitam d'im yivashlam yitin tam im kein hocha amaisage b'rov ho'adam yitin tam kishi yivashlo. So it's mamish like this case. Miu amariv amchaber kashemide. The efshon is filled with the boss of shoshogim ulam yechayichim vasagayinim. Yeshlim adagenu ligaz rekulai. Vechay gavne kosev shivus rabbanu sasun simon kufayim tez boss of shoshogim ulochim. Biloy milichim. Vinizbash lemachas shenachum vasagayinim nirashi yishlim smecha raivet. This will afu boss of shibash milichim tzor shinikol chatichim shemayin lofnum yorashin lochim yamais. Atkan dibure. Abo arav koshe dikosav. Vechay mash boi botolam beho. Vechosev tiras chatos. Vehedi bo boss of shibash milichim vino oseh. Miu ha-isa-vehet ha-likashemide does li taimit disvir li do di yovish b'yovish aloi b'mini tzorich samech ein ha-tam ish mi yit-mitam kishi yivash lehim elu mishum ish mikro dobo shish li takonek tzaz la-akiro yisa ula-asirem ishom uch mishik osafti b'shmoy b'sim tzadik ches im kinochei yev shal ha-akirei shari yubolua av la-rav disvir la-tam delir v'yuliker כמשיקוספתי שום, קשה, ודיחת לחלק, דיוח השענה, דויסה בלואה. So at that time I said, what's the pshat in the דיחת תרץ? When the Shach says, ודיחת לחלק, דיוח השענה, דויסה בלואה. So he says, according to דויסה והתר, that the reason is why יובש ביובש לא ימיני, he's so לחסמך. It's not because in case, if and when he's mevashalet, it'll give a time. But because, by yovish v'yovish, min b'minei, so by yovish v'yovish, shaloi b'minei, so ichsamech, because it's possible to be makert, if it's min shaloi b'minei. So, but here, it's not possible to be makert. So m'melei, in this case, it doesn't require shishim. So in other words, according to the lomdes of the Shach, according to the Yisav Heter Svore, here too, if you have a Yovish B'Yovish, Tarubis of Yovish B'Yovish, of the uppermost layer of milk, is mixed up with the rest of the milk, so if you'll be Mevashlet, it'll give it time, but according to the longest of the Yisav Heter, here it's the Efshad Mimakia, because the uppermost layer of the milk that was below our minute particles of basal looks the same as the lower layers of milk. But, he says, according to the Ramo pastens, that the reason is why Yovish B'Yovish Shalmim Shalom B'Minei Mikvaya Shishim is because if and when he'll be Mevashelet, without Shishim it'll be Mevashel, so when Chtichas basal is below Adam, so then, and that will be Nizbashel with Adach Tiches, it'll still give it up. So then he says, V'Deichak Lechalik, The Ocheshane, the Oisabelua. So what is the Teichak Teretz? In other words, the Tiklen, if we say that the reason is why the Chachomim made the distinction between Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei and Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei is because by Yovish B'Yovish Min Shaloi B'Minei, if and when it is Nisbashe, in one day so to give it time, Mashein came, Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei, so even if it's Mivashel to not give it time, and in this case, where Chtichas Boso absorbed dam, so then if you are Mivashel in one day, so then to give it time, but that is only in the background of the Takonis Chachomim. But the Takonis Chachomim was that Min B'Minei, Yovish B'Yovish is bottom of. So Mimele, we are not expected to inquire the reason as to why Min Shaloi B'Minei is distinguished from Min B'Minei. So true, from the point of view of the rationale of the Takone, so when Echtichas Boso that was Belay Adam, was Nisarif Yovish B'Yovish with other Echtichas Boso, so from the point of view of the rationale of the Takone, it should be treated like Min Shaloi B'Minei. But the Takone's Chachomim was Taruves Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei is bottle of. Now here, when Echtichas Boso was that absorbed its own dam, Echtichas Boso absorbed its own dam, and that was Nisbashel, and Echtichas Boso that was Nisbashel without Meliche, and that Echtichas Boso that it was Nisbashel without Meliche, that means Echtichas Boso that absorbed its own dam, and that was Nisarif Yovish B'Yovish with 10 other Chatiches, 50 other Chatiches. So what is it? Min B'Minei or Min Shaloi B'Minei? It's Min B'Minei. One Chtichas Boso was Nisarev with other Chtichas Boso. But from the point of view of the rationale of the Takonis Chachamim, so it should be treated like Min Shaloi B'Minei. But the Deichak Teretz, and at that time I think I said that this is not such a Deichak at all. Because that was the Takonis Chachamim. That Yovish B'Yovish, Min B'Minei is what B'Rov. You don't have to consider it from the point of view of the rationale of the Takone. That was done by the Chachomim, but it's not our business. We have to determine, is it a Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish Min B'Minei, or is it a Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish of Min Shaloi B'Minei? Of Min Shaloi B'Minei. So in other words, so according to the Deichak Teretz that the Shach mentions, which he considers as a Deichak, which is not necessarily unreasonable, so here too it is considered Min B'Minei, not Min Shaloi B'Minei. Because what happened here? Here it happened that a hot piece of meat fell into a kettle of cold milk. So the first moment before this layer after layer of milk had an opportunity to become ultimately evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, what kind of a taruvas did we have? Yovish B'Yovish. So the upper layer was Emet Bin Kamei, and the rest of the milk was Emet Bin Kamei. So, and what kind of itarubes of Yovish B'Yovish was it? Min B'Minei or Min Shaloi B'Minei? That's like Echtichas Boso, Shenizbash Lo B'Loi B'Miche, and then it was Nisari, if Yovish B'Yovish, with other Chatiches. So this is what the Shach discusses in Miliche. This is what the Shach discusses in Miliche, in Sif Nun Zayin. So, according to the Isavei Heter, the Shach says, it certainly should be treated like Min B'Minei and should be Motel B'Rov. According to the Ramos Pshat, so also, Al-Tchak, it should be considered like Min B'Minei. But he says, another Loshin, the Shach says there, V'Yepshia, the Ochel Yosel Lashminon, D'Loye Nesa Mishim Chatiche, Rotzaleimah, V'Rov Ulav Davke, L'Tzor Shishim. So the Shach there in Simen Samachtes, Sif Nun Zayin is two Lishenis actually. One Loshin is, the first Loshin which he calls Deichak, considers Echtichas Boso Oshen is Bashlo Beloi Miliche, and then it was Nisarev, Yovish B'Yovish Vlad Chatiches. So the first Loshin in the Shach that he calls a Deichak Loshin, so he treated according to that first Loshin the Shach, it is to be treated like Min B'Minei and should be Bottle B'Rov. According to the second Loshin, he says that there too we require Shishi. Not the Pshat in the Ramor is that we require Shishi, not Rov. So why? Because from the point of view of the rationale of that Takone, that Min Shaloi B'Minei Yovish B'Yovish require Shishi. So it is to be treated like Min Shaloi B'Minei. So here is the same thing. when a hot piece of meat falls into, when a hot piece of meat falls into a kettle of cold milk, before it manages to become evenly redistributed with the rest of the milk, so what kind of tarubis do you have? Yavish v'yavish. You can't pinpoint the milk that has the tamboso and distinguish them from the other milk. So, but there is such a layer of milk. But we don't know where it is. It's somewhere on the top. But even on top we can pinpoint it. Even on top we can pinpoint it. So Mimele is Tahubes of Yovish Biyovish. It's Tahubes of Yovish Biyovish. So according to the first question in Shach, in Simen Samachtes, so Siv Nun Zayin, it is to be bottle below. According to the second lotion, it should require shishim. So Mimele, according to the first lotion in the Shach, in Simen Samachtes, Siv Nun Zayin, so the pshat in the Shach is that the Mechaber and the Ramo, they don't rely on the Rishite altogether. They pass him completely like the Rivo. But they only say that it's Muta Deyevet in case where it's not Nikra Klipe. So in the case where it's not Nikra Klipe, so then we have the very outset, the Tarubes of Yovish B'Yovish. And it's Mim B'Mine, according to the first lotion in the Shach, in Simen Samachtes, Sif Nuzai. So Mimele is bottle. So by the time it is, when the Chtichas Boso is Nisbashel, and that Klipe gives, and that gives a time in the whole thing, so it's already heter. But according to the second lotion in the Shach, so this should be treated like Minshaloi Mimine, and then it should require Shishim. So there was no beetle. So the Klipe Haneseres did not become Nepachli Heter. So why does he say that still it is Mutar Devet? So then we have to explain the Shach on the basis that inasmuch as Midraise, even according to the second version in the Shach, in Simen Samach Tesif Nun Zayin, so Midraise, that it is treated like Min Shaloi B'Mine, but Midraise in Min Shaloi B'Mine is Batal B'Rov, Yomish B'Yomish. So only Midrabonon Bittul was not Chal. So since Midraise Bittul was Chal on the Tavulus of Yomish, but only Midrabonon not, so in regard to that, the Rabbanon, we rely on the Shidudri. But according to the first Rosh in the Shach, we can say that the Mechaber and the Ramo don't rely on the Shidudri altogether. But we have to resort to one more thing. There is one Kule that the Mechaber and the Ramo resort to. Even according to the first Rosh in the Shach, in Simen Samachtes, Sif Nun Zayin. Now, we saw that there is a machleket between the Rashbo and the Rosh. If you have a tarubis of Yovish B'Yovish, one chticha of Nevela was Nisari with two chtichas of Shkut. So the shita of the Rosh is that you can eat all the three chtichas together. Vasachas. Why? Because Issa is never led. And the shita of the Rashbo is you cannot eat with Vasachas. The shita of Teitzves, one Rosh in Teitzves is that even Vaseachase, one person cannot eat with Vasachas. Now the Mechaber doesn't mention the shita of the Rosh altogether. In Simen Kuftes, so the Mechaber doesn't mention the Shita of the Rosh altogether. But he mentions the Shita of the Rashbo. One Loshin is like Rashbo, that because Achazeh, one and the same person can eat them because Achazeh, but, and another Loshin, like the Loshin of Teisves in Chum, that the same person couldn't even eat it because Achazeh. But, as the Tas points out, the Rashbo is made that Midraise. So one person can eat with Vasachas all the three chtichas. And as we explained it, that the Rashba Shita is also like the Rosh, that by Yovish B'Yovish there is a loche of Isa Nepach Leheter just as Balar Belach. And that's the reason as to why Midraise, one person can be Vasachas, eat all the three chtichas together. But Midrabona not. So it was mentioned in Tarubes that the Pshat is in the Taz, that not that midrabanon there is no isa nepach leheter, but if midrabanon there is a din of isa nepach leheter, and if midrabanon it's not necessary that the birur of kol diporish merube porish should take effect first, and then the aloche of isa nepach leheter should take effect. No, that's only true according to the Tisvis Ridim Bo Basra. But the Rashba Shita is that there is a loch of Pisa Nepach Leheter by Yom Shbi Yoveish Midraise and Midrabon. If the Rashba Shita had been that Midrabon, there is no aloch of Pisa Nepach Leheter without the bill of Kol Diporish Mirube Porish taking effect first, so then he should say not only it's osir for one person to eat all the three chtiches together, even to eat two chtiches together it's osir. That this is what it says in Chaname, if one person is allowed to eat only one chtiche, not two chtiches, because when he eats one chtiche, so then there is the beer of Kol Diporish. But so even if Klapish Maya is Galia, that it's not so, that he happens to eat the Isser, so the Isser is also Nepakleta. But to eat Tichtiche, so then he cannot apply the bill. But the Rashba Shita is that even with Rabbanon, one is allowed to eat Tuchtiches together. Only Tichtiches together not. So what's the Pshat Tichtiches together not? Because when he eats all the Tichtiches together, so he knows, without a shadow of a doubt, that he is eating the Yechtichas Yisa too. So with the Rabbonon it's considered like Nikar Yisa, even though he doesn't know which is Yisa, whether this one. But he knows one of the three that I'm eating right now is Yisa. So with the Rabbonon it's considered like Nikar Yisa. But even with the Rabbonon, the Rashba is made it, that there is a aloche of Yisa Nepach Leheter. So in other words, so the Mechaber passes like the Rashba. He doesn't pass like the Rosh. The Ramo, so b'mokim she'in efset merube, he paskens not like the Rosh, and b'mokim efset merube, the Ramo in Simen Kuftes, paskens like the Rosh. Now, if we explain this Mechaber and Ramo, where they say that the Evedit is Mutter, on the basis, not on the basis of Ishite, that every Kiliklipe is only an Isal Chathile, but, as the Shach says, that the Mechaber and Ramo limit themselves to the case where the klipe is nisarik. So Bittul was chal. Bittul Yomish B'Yomish was chal. So according to the first lotion in the Shach, in Simen Samach Tes, Sif Nun Zayin, so there is a Bittul of Berov, because it's Min B'Minik. So the question was Bittul of Yomish, Bittul Berov of Yomish B'Yomish chal? According to the first lotion in the Shach in Simen Samach Tes, Siv Nazayin, it's not so poshet. According to the Rosh, yes. According to the Rosh, it is chal, but not according to the Rashbo. Not according to the Rashbo, because according to the Rashbo, so when is there bittul? There is no bittul if you want to eat all the three chtiches together. Now here, when this piece of basar that fell into the cold milk and it had to be peeled off, the klipe had to be peeled off, but he forgot to peel it off. And then it was nisbashel. So that klipe gave a time in the whole chtichas basar. There is no shishin. Negative klipe. So memele, that's like eating all the three chtichas together. So according to the Rashbo, there is no bittul. According to the Rashbo. According to the Rosh, there is bittul. According to the Rosh, so how can we explain the Shach? So as far as the Ramo is concerned, so it's all right. We have no difficulties as far as the Ramo is concerned, because the Ramo over there paskens b'mokim efsed merube, we rely completely on the Rosh. So alachas kamo v'chamo here, when according to everyone, everybody agrees on a deraisa level with the shita of the Rosh. Even the Rashbo agrees with the shita of the Rosh on a deraisa level. And it's only a question of the Rabbonon. And it's only a question of the Rabbonon. So Mimele, the Ramo paskens that it's muter. Even though, in the usual case, so Shaloi b'mokim efsed merube, he doesn't rely on the Rosh, but here he relies on the Rosh. And in addition, we have the Shita of the Ri, that Klipe doesn't even become Osa Devet. But how about the Mechaber? The Mechaber is not even Matia, doesn't even rely on the Shita of the Rosh, even the Mokim Efsed Merube. So he mentions to the Shemes, the Shita of the Rashbo, that one person is not allowed to eat all the Tvichtichas Mibasachas, but Bozeh HaZeh is allowed, and the Shita of Teh says that one person is not allowed even to eat Bozeh HaZeh all the Tvichtichas. So we still can explain, because we saw when we learned Arubes that Teisves Shite, there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam in the sugya in Pcheres Daf Chof Gimel. I mean, we went over that sugya. If Nevela, now Nevela is mitame b'masi. So suppose one chticha of Nevela was nisari with two chtichas of Shchuta, and then he carried a person carried all in the box, all the three chtichas together. So the halacha is that it's mitami b'masi. But there is a machlekes between Teisves and Pcheres Dachov Gimur and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's mitami b'masi midraise. According to Teisves, it's mitami b'masi only mirabono. But midraise, it's not mitami. Midraise, it's not mitami. So why is it? Why isn't it mitami midraise? Because so we explained it that midraise we say heta lepachlise are even vis-a-vis the three chtichas together. Some maybe couldn't be mitame because it's Issa Nefachleheta. It's Issa Nefachleheta, so there is non-nevele. The heretofore nevele is also non-nevele. So only with the Rabbonon. Only with the Rabbonon it's mitame. Why is it mitame with the Rabbonon? Because he carries all the three chtiches, the nevele and the shchuta together. So with the Rabbonon it's considered like Nikar or Issa. So maybe it's mitame. So that means that according to Teisves, So midraise it's not even mitame, and midraise it's muta to eat all the three chtichas together. So even according to Teisves that it is osar to eat all the three chtichas together. So it's only midrabonon. So since midraise there is a bitl and all the three chtichas together. Here we have all the three chtichas together. Here it's analogous to all the three chtichas together because it's nisbashel. So certainly that klipe gave a tam in the chtichas bosa, but according to the roshite, that it's isa nepach leheter, so mainly it doesn't matter that it gave a tam. So it's like treif style. I mean, it's like something that is kosher that gives the same tam as chaza. So it isn't osem. So it's isa nepach leheter. It's isa nepach leheter, but only the mechaber paskins like tasteless. That midrabonon, so since it's only midrabonon that bitl is not chal ligabi all the three chtichas together. So here in this case, where the shita of the ri is that the eved there is no iser of klipe, so mumele the mechaber and ramo they both paskin like the ri. But it's not that they paskin like the ri. They paskin like the ri according to the shach in the case where the klipe is not nika. Where the taruves of Yovish Biyovish took effect. All right. Okay. Madir. And this is the head of the land that you need to have because of the Mordechai, Perico Aposo, Osman, the Haim Davke because of the Cholof. Abo, in Lopa, Heta Tzene, Viseich, Isa, So it's saying, what is it? If Heta Tzeinen, it's a big chiddush. If Heta Tzeinen falls into liquid that is Isaya, so then it's all clipe. Why should it require a clipe from its cold? So clipe, why should it be clear? Umivia rabbitiras chatos, rish valchal beit. So in other words, a liquid can absorb even when it's cold. But on the basis of coffee, so it requires 24 hours. I mean, it's a very strange thing. It's all here. Can we meet some of these double board high and smart? The other rabbi, we steam as the brain so much we eat bread. So, the Israel Heta mentioned the name of the board high and smart, and the board high and smart don't say it. The king must be the king of the Shasper, it's a tailing. They will kill. The king was a shower to it. Simchov, Umaril, the Israel Heta Shalom. We didn't go to the Cholov. We had it. We had it. So we don't have to be chesish for that. That's a very strange chite that the Yisrael Heta mentions. But, and according to that chite, so in liquid, when the Nisar is kogush in the liquid, even for a moment, so then it can absorb. But that's contrary to many demons. All right. Now this shach. So I mentioned that the shach understood the mechaber saying, "Moliach shen yochin liyochin machmas milchin." The Heineken moliach shen milchin l'gdeiro. Yishoe kedemil shoe kedemil michal l'gdeiro. So the shach understood when the mechaber says "Yishoe," the mechaber meant to emphasize only in the case of shoe kedemil michal. only if it's after the expiration of 80 minutes. So then it's considered Riseach. But prior to the expiration of 80 minutes, it's not considered Riseach. Who should use it? Ligavidam. The Ribatlone, the Ran, in the name of Ribatlone. But in Sinus Amachteh, so the Mechavea passed not like the Ribatlone. He passed like the Rosh, the moment it is Shiyash, it is Shok, it is Yalok, Abish, Yad Cheno, it's already Riseach. And the Ramo passed, you see, before that. But even the Mechavea doesn't pass like the Ribatlone. So, how is it that here he passes like a Ribatzalone? So the Shach says, no. Inside the Ribatzalone applies it in Gavidam. The Mechaber doesn't pass like the Ribatzalone in the Gavidam. So the Gavidam, the Mechaber Shite is that just the reverse. That after the exploration of the Shiur Mil, so it's not Peseach anymore, because Pesachiach HaMelech, Mashinkim, we got the other things, not them. Muliach vis-a-vis other things, not them. Not vis-a-vis Boso that is being salted for the purpose of throwing out the dam. So then he passes the shit of the Ribatzlon. That came prior to the exploration of the Shir of Nino. It's not the Seach, and only after the exploration it is the Seach. This is how the Shach is. The Haina and the Chabah Seva Keran, that's the Ran, the name of Ribazone, Shevi Besiosim Mitzakaloch. The Haina Kishisho Shion Ruchel and Deir Ahava Viseach. Umikamo Cheloi, Vihod in Mivuya Bidvo, Simen Samachte, Sivcho, the Afilo Mikamo Chehava Viteach. Umitzas Mash Mashom, Vilacha Shisho Shion Mimiche, Loyava Viseach. Why do they say Umitzas Mash Mashom? Doesn't the Chabah spell it out explicitly? The Chabah didn't make any secrets about it. Oh, Boso, Shemilach, Vishok in the Lich, Vinosnuach, a car of the Hriboya Doch, Vinismali Vizir, is Muta, Uvise, Boso Shenofa Vizir, Hayetim La Boso, Achashok in the Lich and Muta, Viesh Vishayse, Bozeu Boze, Viesh Lochs Lachatre. So he passed it like the Chile of Rashi. He then mentions the Shite of Teisves, there in Chum. But it only says v'yeish lochesh loy v'chatchile. So why does he say here u'tzas mash mashon v'le'acha shesho shio m'liche loy haba v'seyach loy haba v'seyach it is not u'tzas mash mashon. In other words, it is mentioned explicitly. So that's strange. I mean, that expression is shachy. All right. The tzorich leimah. The shana also. The ayre v'isadav. V'yukach adam v'amelech reis dinei mishas amelech. Uch, mishikosu v'ram v'agoy, v'afilu mokim shinakosu v'lech shav v'seyach. Tziru shav v'seyach. So this is the mechaber passes like the ribatzvone vis-a-vis other moliachs, not moliach for the purpose of drawing out the dam. Masha'in king vis-a-vis Moliach, for the purpose of throwing out the dam, there he doesn't pass the light of the Mazon. Abeloi ki shesho shir Moliach, sheos posa ki ha-melech, macha shepolat kala dam, abelohe maire bisa boso, ubivino, dechol kamen uimim mach kehegel in ha-boso viseyach. And the boso itself was already sometimes before salted, and all the blood was run out. Now he's salting it again, the boso, for the purpose of preserving it, and the gvino too. So the whole kama lochem ayin is supposed to be the whole kama lochem ayin is supposed to be seyach. Avu kisheshor shiyam unyeche nachshav yeseyach shal yiposak yach hamelach shul korat gu yuvad ha'ayir eshi kvonim lacha bosa vuhudach kedin it before v'yatim unach shenis v'moy kino yadim v'nesa mishim dam v'yarab v'agoye. So that's the mechavish v'yarab v'agoye mash redim bosa v'vino v'yisadam. So in other words, and the ramo, so he equates The moliach, in any chaticha, not boso, with the moliach of the chaticha's boso for the purpose of drawing down the dam. So then, according to the shach's understanding, so the mechaber, the rambo, is chilik ad mechaber in two things. first of all, in respect to prior to the expiration of the Shiur. So according to the Mechaber, so it's not Pesach. According to the Rambo, it is Pesach. Then, there is a disagreement between Mechaber and Rambo in respect to subsequent of the expiration of the Shiur. So according to the Mechaber, it is Pesach. According to the Rambo, it's not Pesach. So this is what the Rosh Hashulchan asked. So then, if that is the Pshat, so the Rambo should say, Mieshe, the Adara, Kedem Sheshor, the Milchei, Lo Yav Pesach. ולאחר ששור שאת קידם ששור במיוחי הווה ריסייח ולאחר ששור במיוחי לא יווה ריסייח. He doesn't emphasize anything, he doesn't say a word about קידם ששור בשיר. He just says ויש שם לאחר ששור במיוחי שיר מוליך על מכירה כמסייח. So because of that, the Hashulchan says that the Rambam understood the Mechaber when the Mechaber said וישור כדי מוליך על מדינה, that the Mechaber meant אף על פי ששור כדי מוליך על מדינה. Now it's more in me boy Kedem Sheshor, Kedem Bichol Yidere. So the Mechaber passed already, not like the Ribat Zanon. But even Acha Sheshor, Kedem Bichol Yidere. So, vis-a-vis Tichas Bosor, for the purpose of going down the Tam. So they, he passed that it's not Pesach, but here vis-a-vis Adach Tichas, it is Pesach. So the Ramo is only Chelik in respect to one thing. It is Chelik in respect to subsequent to the exploration of the Shia.